Welcome everybody to another episode of Books and Betches, not to be confused with books and
snails.
I'm Kristen, and with me I have
Erica.
Maria.
That's Erica and Maria.
Love how every episode you say it.
I have to.
It's come to that to the point where it's just part of the open.
Yeah.
It's always like, that's Erica, that's Maria.
This is a book podcast usually. We swear we spoil.
It is a book podcast.
We swear we spoil, we talk about sex, and we suck at podcasting. But this week,
I kind of miss the suck at all of it.
This week we're not doing a book.
We're doing a book.
It is a book.
We're doing
a
book that's also a movie.
Oh, it is a book.
It's a movie episode.
Movie. Okay, so let me be clear. Yes, this is a book. We didn't read the book. We watched the movie.
I read a couple chapters in the book.
I need you to hear that we didn't read the book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, you read the end.
Why do I pretend like I'm surprised?
I know. So, but let's make that clear. So nobody comes for us. We watched the movie. We didn't read the book. And the movie that we're talking about today is what, Erica?
A Song of Snails and Songbirds.
Maria, what's the name of this book?
A Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
A Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Wait, that might be wrong.
That might be wrong. You might be.
I think I nailed it.
Who even was the author of this book?
Suzanne Collins.
Okay, yeah. As you know, Hunger Games, this is a prequel to the Hunger Games trilogy. Was it a trilogy?
It was a trilogy.
Yeah.
A trilogy,
back when trilogies
were. Four movies,
were
three
hit.
Books.
Oh.
Because that's Harry Potter set that precedent.
Yeah. I miss when trilogies were a hit. You know?
To be fair, I think the Potter trilogy. Potter. The Harry Potter trilogy. Like,
that wasn't a
series, though, needed that seventh book to be split.
No. I loved that.
They should have done that.
No, I'm saying, but I miss trilogies. Like,
but
book
like
trilogies.
The Twilight series, I don't know if it needed two movies.
How long
you know
was the
mean?
Twilight series? How many books?
Four books.
Too but many. It had five movies.
It's one
but
too
they,
many.
But the reason they did that is so that they could extend.
They could make more
they
money.
They could make more money off two
and,
movies.
And it was the height of the same time as Deathly Hallows was coming out.
Yeah.
So
but that's what I'm saying. Like, Harry Potter, like, started that trend of, like, breaking books, the last book, into like two movies. And you know what? I think the Hunger Games, when they did it, I think it worked too.
It made sense.
Made perfect sense.
I remember I watched part two and never had watched part one of Mockingjay. I had gone like to theater with Garrett, I think. And I'm just like, I don't know what happened to this pita bread man, but it seems like a bad time.
Well, it's wild because I watched it like.
He just having a bad time.
I watched it 3 years ago. No, when I was in Tennessee. Yeah, so like 3 years ago. And I could not tell you what happened. I forget all of it.
Hunger Games?
So, yeah.
Hunger Games?
I know the main premise.
I don't know. I forgot it all.
The Hunger Games, actually, I don't know how to say this.
Oh, boy.
So I read them in college, like when I was like 2019 or whatever. No, 20 or
19. You were not in college.
I was 19, 20.
Oh, okay. Got
that's
it.
What I'm trying to say. I read them all illegally.
Whoa.
It was like the only
lock
first,
her up.
It was the first series I've ever read like illegally.
How bad do you feel about it?
Now looking back, yeah. I don't feel bad at all because like
oh.
That was just like it was the age of doing everything illegally.
Just because everybody was doing it doesn't mean it was right.
No. That was the age of everyone doing everything illegally. That
yeah,
was
like I murdered him, but everybody was doing it.
Everyone was like illegally watching movies. Everybody
remember
was,
that?
Like the remember the
1, 2, 3
cams?
Movies?
Yep. Yeah, like the you would watch it. You would literally
LimeWire.
You would literally watch a movie where somebody brought a camera into a movie theater and recorded
bought
the movie.
DVDs when I was growing up.
The bootlegs
of people.
Oh,
yeah.
Just,
like, the camcorder.
Oh, yeah.
The
that was
that's
the shit.
I mean, like that was literally the age of like online
piracy. And then they cracked down on it, and you were like, "Oh, that's bad." Oh,
I don't know why we didn't think that was bad.
I don't know
because you were children.
We just got the thing. Well, also the internet was kind of like
new,
and
we were still figuring it out.
Exactly.
And like at the same time,
I forgive you.
But at the same time, it's also kind of like a little bit like fuck the man. You know what I mean? Like you make too much money. Like who gives a shit if I like.
No, I totally disagree with
no,
that.
No, like I have no money. They have a shit ton of money. I can like.
Yeah, but
I can.
But
do
Suzanne
this illegally.
Wright probably didn't have that
Suzanne
much money
Collins.
At the time. Suzanne Collins. Did I,
I
say
mean,
Suzanne
it was,
Wright?
It was a pretty famous book series.
Still, yeah, it took time
beginning.
To build.
But I'm just saying, like, I feel like there is that
she
like kind
hard.
Of sentiment a little bit. But it was like the age of piracy.
I feel that way about billionaires, but I don't know about like Suzanne Collins, who's like working her ass off to write these books for people to enjoy. And then
All right. Well,
as a college kid, I think anybody that like had a real job.
Yeah. Moving past Erica's illegal tendencies.
Fair enough. All right. So do you want me to do the 60 seconds?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, but I
give me your phone.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
Don't mock me like that.
It's a Mockingjay.
Was that the right title?
Yeah.
No.
I got it right. Oh. The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
I just did like 8 laps trying to reset it. Just kept saying lap one, lap two. All right. If you're new to this podcast, we do this thing where we attempt to explain the entire plot summary of a book or a movie in 60 seconds or less.
This week, we haven't had a movie episode in a while.
No, we haven't. This week, I'm doing The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Should have squint, look at my laptop screen.
Originally a book by Suzanne Collins, now a movie directed by who knows who.
All right, in three, two.
Oh, shit. Is it Cornelius or Cornius? Yeah.
Cornelius.
Okay, Cornelius Snow.
No, Corleanus.
Can we start over? Wait, what?
It's Corleanus. Oh, Corleanus. Because I kept saying, like, Corleanus? You're just calling him anus. Yeah, it's Corleanus.
Okay, start over.
3, 2.
Corleanus Snow. We're getting his backstory. As you know, Snow in the future books becomes President Snow, and he's an asshole. So we're figuring out why. He's broke, but he lives in the capital, and he needs to win this money so that he can get a scholarship and do great things. And to do that, he has to mentor somebody going into the Hunger Games. The Hunger Games are still like kind of new, but have been around. And he gets paired with Lucy Gray, who sings for no reason. Mm-hmm. And he has to help her win the Hunger Games, which he does, though he cheats. They find out that he cheats because one of the guys is kind of after him because he hates his dad. They find out that he cheats and he gets sent away to the districts.
20 seconds.
Banished, basically. Lucy's like, let's run away together. He kills somebody that's in the rebels that he shouldn't have, and now they're trying to hunt him down. So his whole livelihood is at stake, so he agrees to run away with Lucy. Figures out that he actually can get away with it, and then says, fuck you, Lucy Gray. I care about my family and money only, and ditches her and becomes the man we know today, an asshole. That was so good.
That was good.
I watched it last night.
But even though watching it last night, you still did really well.
Yes, I watched it last night. I did fall asleep through a couple parts, but
you always fall asleep to these movies.
I know, but I this is my second time watching it, to be fair. Overall, I liked this movie.
I liked it too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just didn't like her singing all the time.
Me too. I thought that was an unpopular opinion.
I didn't care for her character.
I don't care for her.
I don't.
I think it's a biased opinion. I don't care for her either. Yeah. I don't like how she conducts herself.
I want to table that just for a second.
Ooh, table it. All right.
Because I want to talk about that in a minute. But
I knew you would want to. I did not
like this movie at all.
Oh,
I thought that it was fucking stupid. And when you really think about it in like the world of the Hunger Games.
Sure.
We did not need this.
No,
story.
I'm of the sentiment this book and should
we're
never exist.
We're gonna go through a trilogy of this, right? Probably.
Why?
There's another book in this series.
Wait, what?
Is it?
Yes, there is.
No.
You're lying to me.
I didn't know this.
Hold on.
Stand by.
That does change things. You sure?
I'm not seeing anything up here.
Yeah, but this is. You think that that book just ended, or that movie just ended like that?
I mean, it's his origin story.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought it was just.
A standalone origin story.
I've always thought when this book came out from the start, I said, why? We all know what Snow became. We all know what happened to Snow. I don't think
I mean, it's cool to...
As someone who loves the villain, there are so many stories to be told. Exactly. As someone who loves the villain, I'm always down to hear a villain origin story, but not his. I don't really care about his.
I love a good origin story.
You know what I would have liked? And it's the same thing with Harry Potter. And I like... Is like, okay, we got Fantastical Beasts, right?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Why? Nobody wanted to know about
that
Newt.
That I agree is fucking
nobody
stupid.
Nobody wanted to know about Newt.
Yeah.
What did we want to know? We wanted to see the fucking founders. We wanted to see the founders of Hogwarts. We wanted to see fucking Helga Hupp, Hufflepuff, Salazar Slytherin, whatever. Or I would have taken Voldemort in the whole like how the actual thing happened, like how the whole rebellion happened.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Those are the two things that we got, and we got fucking Newt.
The way I've never been more angry at
why
a film
we,
than I was.
Why did we get Snow? Give me the first Hunger Games.
I was gonna say
Hunger Games.
1000%.
So the whole time
I do
I'm
agree
watching
with
this,
I
highly
I'm
agree
watching
with you.
This movie, and I'm like. Why the fuck am I watching this?
I do agree with I wanted the first Hunger Games. And it was a little confusing because when he was a kid, it was like 3 years before the first Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. But then when the host, it kind of threw me off because the host was like, I'm your first ever host of the annual. And I thought he had said when I first watched it, the first annual Hunger Games. And I sat there and I was like, that doesn't make any sense. And then last night I was like, oh, he's the first host of the Hunger Games.
That's when they started televising it to get more viewers.
But I agree.
I think there was like fun moments of it. Like I love Samuel Tucci.
Yeah.
And I love his character. And I love that like we got like pieces of like, or like kind of, you like almost like callbacks.
Yeah.
I guess in a way, because it was like calling back to the original thing of it. But I felt so weird about so many relationships in that movie.
I just
movie.
Wish Lucy Gray mattered more in the end. Like, there's
I don't
theories.
Know what her...
There's theories that she is related to, not her grandmother, but related to Katniss, which to me makes perfect sense because of the song, because she mentions Katniss, because there are connections. There's a lot
like
of connections.
Like, Snow's, like, unbridled hate for her.
Yes, there's like, a lot. And I wish that was just said. I wish that was just... That like connection blatant, was actually made instead of it being a theory. I think that would have been more fun.
But at the same time, like there's a lot of pieces where I'm just like, wait, what? Like the tree song, like
yeah,
like that was Rue and like her district, and
right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, well, if there is a connection there, like what is that connection mm-hmm. then? And mm-hmm. like what does that mean? And if we're not getting that answer, and if we're not getting a second movie, then this, I hate this movie even more because I thought we were going to get a couple more answers in the second movie of this. And if we're not, then
yeah,
they
I don't
left
think
us,
we are.
They left us fucking high and dry,
which I think was the point. Cause it just showed him becoming a madman in the end. Mm-hmm. And that's like,
but that's the part that I didn't like is like, I don't get like, okay, so you were like really into this girl. And then like,
so
she showed you yes. show one sign of like, yes. kind of apprehension distrust. And distrust.
I thought
and
this
she
too.
Fucking flees
no,
and
no, no,
you
no,
go
no.
crazy.
I thought this too the first time I watched it. Second time I watched it, it made so much more sense because you could tell throughout the whole entire movie, he is concerned about one thing, money and his family. That is it. His name and his money. And it's very evident throughout the whole thing. So when he flees with her, when he's like, all right, I'll go with you, it's because he thinks he's dead in the water because of the gun. The gun is missing.
And
if they
find
the
gun at
the
safe
house, he's going to be known as the killer. But he finds the gun. And the second he finds the gun, you see the switch where he's like, I don't have to be with her. I can actually get the money. I could do this thing. And she, you see her realize that something, well, she was already figuring it out that he was fucking crazy throughout the
end.
And the
line of like, they told me to be wary of you.
Yes. So at the end, when he sees that, he picks up the gun, you see the switch, you could see in her face like, oh fuck, I got to get out of here because he's going to turn in like a mm-hmm. second. Mm-hmm. Like it, the first time I watched the movie, I was right there. I wrote the same exact thing. And then the second time I watched it, I was like, oh,
I saw
he's just a psychopath.
I still saw all that, but it was like, so you didn't actually
no,
like this girl.
He didn't
at all.
No,
I don't think it was built up correctly as his character throughout.
Yeah,
I think
he had feelings, but I think
it's the reverse redeeming of a villain.
I think,
you know how most times
him.
You see a villain and they have the redeeming qualities of what made him a villain. Right.
Yeah.
In this case, I feel like they're trying to do it to us on a reverse and giving us a prequel to show as if like he had a heart at some point. I don't think it like actually showed us that at all. I feel like it was a poorly done way of showing us that he had some kind of like heart. All he cared about was his family. And even then.
Yeah.
Not that much.
Yeah.
So I but thought like, it was just wasn't well made.
Well, she saved him. Remember when the rebels bombed the arena before
yeah,
the
yeah,
and she saves his life. I think there's a moment where he had this false sense of love where he was like, because nobody had helped him ever. Nobody has saved him. He's been broke. His dad left him high and dry. His family was never really like, I don't know. I feel like there was a moment where maybe he thought that he felt love and he tried to help her. But I think he was just so focused on getting that money and getting revenge on that guy that didn't like him. Why did Lannister? Oh, Lannister didn't,
not Lannister.
didn't like him because he created the Hunger Games. Drunkenly,
yeah,
I thought that
his,
was like his backstory
father.
Is
his
cool.
backstory
yeah,
was
his
10
backstory
times
was
better
great.
He was drunk
again, like,
and made the
just...
Hunger Games and was like, we got to destroy this, and then Cornelius's dad was like, no, this is gonna be,
this is what I mean, like it was just like it was it, there was a lot of really weird things. I hated his interaction with his cousin
Tigress. I love her though. I love Hunter
I
Schaefer.
I like her, but like he literally held her like a lover's embrace.
Yeah.
And I was like, I am physically fucking uncomfortable watching this. Like,
yeah.
And then you, I don't know. It was just like a lot of, again, like it was like a lot of like cool things that like called back to some stuff.
Yeah.
And then there was a lot of weird things that like just movie wise were unsettling to me. Like, why was the connection with him and his cousin so strong, and then we didn't never fucking see her again. And then, like,
yeah, we do in the movies.
Yeah.
No, I know. I know later in the movies, but I'm saying, like, he, like, embraced her with, like with grabbing her face and bringing it, like, nose to nose. Like, that is a lover's embrace. I was physically uncomfortable seeing that. And then, like, from then on, you don't see her in the movie. And I don't know. There was just, like, moments like that where I was just like, what the fuck am I watching? Why does this matter? And then, ultimately, it's that overarching, like, why does this matter? Like, we know how it ends up.
Well, I think for new audiences, so I don't know who told me this. I cannot for the life of me remember who told me this. But they had a friend that had never seen The Hunger Games. Was it you that? Somebody just told me this. Never seen The Hunger Games at all. And their friend watched this one and they loved it. Like, obsessed. Oh. So she went and watched the other Hunger Games. And I guess she was like, it's just not hitting the same. I don't like these ones. And so I was like, wow, from somebody's point of view who doesn't know anything about The Hunger Games, has never seen them, this is the first movie you watch. Oh. I can imagine enjoying it and being like, oh, this is really cool. And then starting the other ones and being like, what the fuck is this?
It's always trying to grab a new audience.
Yeah.
That's the main
reason for
this.
I thought that was interesting.
But that is an interesting thought. So let's go back to Rachel Zegler, because I have a lot of thoughts on her. Okay, so
actually, before we start doing that, I want to say Viola Davis is my favorite character of the whole movie.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Oh my god,
she's
so freaking good. Actually, her backstory too.
Actually, that whole plot line was fantastic.
Yeah,
yes,
I love
like
her.
The snakes, game maker. Oh my god,
the
so
way
good.
That like he tricked him, like tricked all of the snakes and shit. Like
with the
it
scent,
it was
so good,
incredible.
Chef's kiss.
Incredible.
I love her in general. She was embodying what Snow was going to become. And I thought that was just such a she was so
it's
good. She's the best
be.
One.
Yeah.
Everybody else I don't give a fuck about, but Viola Davis, chef's kiss.
Agreed.
So, okay, Rachel Zegler.
And Peter Dinklage.
So, there's been I don't know. I don't maybe it's like headlines for BuzzFeed like making me feel stupid, but basically like people are angry at Rachel Zegler, right? Because she got on her press junket for
Snow White.
Mm-hmm. She is Snow White, and she legitimately said this movie we could legitimately cut out the main lead male lead and it would not affect the story. And she was like, this is like not gonna be the
she basically said she
romance.
Hated it too.
Like, yeah, she said she hated it growing up.
Yep.
That it was a trash
I watched it
story.
Once and I never watched it again because I didn't like it or something.
it, like, look up the interview that, like, it actually was. It's on a red carpet.
You can find a compilation of it.
You can find a compilation of all the shit she says.
Yeah.
She said, what was the other
it's
thing
not the
she
first
said?
Thing
she
she's done.
She said something about, like, this is, like, a woman's empowerment or, like, something along the lines
we
of that.
We don't need
like,
no man.
We don't need men in our storylines. And, like, it's, like, I get that. Yeah. I love that. I love that sentiment. I when you are remaking
time and
something,
place, though. Yeah.
When you are remaking a storyline that is a fairy tale that has been done several times, it is like a song as old as time.
Yep.
Basically.
Nice.
Callback to it is a Disney movie that is highly beloved.
Yep.
And you are trashing it on your press junket.
Not a good start and not going to get people to go see your movie.
I'm sorry. Somebody in your
kids
management
are still
going to
go see it.
Somebody in your management team failed you.
Yes. Yeah.
You failed you.
She's a great singer, too, and a great actress. And
I thought her accent was really off-putting.
I fucking just hated the singing in this movie.
I hated singing, too.
Like, it just came so out of nowhere when she's walking down, like, when she gets chosen.
It gave main character energy in the wrong way.
Yeah.
It was main character energy.
It's just like, look at me. I'm going to show all of you that I'm upset.
Yeah.
Get over yourself.
I don't know. I hated it. I hated, like, Katniss, like, had such a more subtle.
Yeah.
Yes. And I don't like Jennifer Lawrence as
I
an actor
Jennifer
like that.
Lawrence.
I think, you know what? Not that I don't like her. I think, unfortunately, she just gets casted in a lot of the same things. So I don't see her as a character anymore. I see her as Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, she was never meant to be an actress, which I think is funny. She was. Oh, she was discovered on the street. You didn't know that?
Oh, good for her.
She was like standing in New York City and somebody came up to her and was like, have you ever thought about modeling or acting? And she was
that
like,
that happened
no.
to me once.
Really?
Yeah.
And you should have taken it.
I did. I went.
Oh.
Did a whole thing. Like, I remember my parents taking me to that thing.
What?
In New Haven. They came up to us and played us.
No way.
Yeah. He's like, I think your daughter would be great for modeling. Like, you should come. And we showed up and it was like a whole scam.
Oh, of course.
They wanted us to pay them.
Of course.
But I appreciate my parents for taking me.
That's so
funny. Sweet of them.
Well, she crushed it. But I don't know. The singing. Also, in the beginning, when she gets selected for the reaping, She walks by that boy.
Yeah.
And she's like, and he's like, I'm sorry, I didn't see this coming or something. And then she also sings to somebody back in District 12.
Yeah.
What is that story? Why was that included?
So she was the daughter of the mayor. And
were we just supposed to know this?
Yeah, it was explained.
Was it?
Basically,
eventually.
She got put into the games by the daughters because she's the daughter of the mayor.
She was upset
about the guy because I think they were like seeing each other. Or they were good friends or they were dating. The girl thought that Lucy Gray was with that kid in some way. You know, it's jealous kind of girl shit.
Sure, sure.
And so she basically like threw her name into the hat.
Missed that whole thing,
which is why she knew it was coming.
It was a little bit too much like
I missed that.
Lucy Gray was a little bit too much like I'm not like the other girls.
Very much.
Well, yeah. And
okay, this is a random like screenshot of the movie. Mm-hmm. And like honestly, if I told you this was 8 Mile, I think you'd believe me.
Oh, I sent that,
yeah.
Didn't I? Or didn't I tell you that?
We said it was Eminem.
Yeah.
What's his name? What's this guy's name?
I forget his name. He looks really hot as a blonde. He's not very hot as a brunette.
I think he's so hot.
Tom Blythe, right?
Tom Blythe. He can get it.
Him,
he's older, right?
The minute
I think Rachel.
I hope. I really hope.
Before I say more.
I think Rachel Ziegler is beautiful.
Beautiful.
Too. She's like,
how old is Tom Blythe?
And okay. I think she's really like special on screen.
Yeah.
Like, I think she is a good actress.
Or 95.
Okay.
Close.
So she's close.
Yeah, that's close enough. Yeah. Close enough.
And I think she has a great voice and I think that she commands a presence on screen and like all the right things. But like, I really do think that she's going to have a really hard time moving past what she did. On the red carpet.
I didn't appreciate how she conducted herself on some of these things. I understand trying to
revolutionize.
I understand that. I get it. But this is where the conversation
time
comes
and place,
in.
Like you said.
Time and place. But this is where the conversation comes and it gives fuel to the fire to those who were causing shit about Little Mermaid. Right?
Yeah.
Because of things like this, you're going to have people be like, see, we were right. They're trying to ruin the originals and the classics. Like, why touch them? Why add a black actress? You don't need that.
Right.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, and that's being conflated with somebody making a stupid comment about, like, taking the romance out of a romance story.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, at the basis, that's what she said.
Basically.
We're taking a romance out of the romance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is the fucking dumbest thing ever.
Also disrespecting her counterpart actor who is working pretty hard to like have his role too. And she's like, yeah, he doesn't matter.
To me, like,
what the fuck, man?
I would think about it like, if you're going to do that, right? The whole, we're going to put
women's
Snow
empowerment
White on its head.
Sure.
Then don't say it's a remake. Don't call it a remake. Make
call it
a reimagining.
It's like, can movies just be fucking movies, man? Can we just tell stories?
No. Nothing's ever just what it
is. Stop doing interviews. Jesus.
Well, that's the other thing is like, you know, I said this before, but like somebody in the management team really failed her.
Yeah.
And like there is something to be said about media literacy and media coaching and interview coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And by God, like you better not get in front of a fucking camera
and not know what you're going to say.
Honestly, I don't know if she comes back from this.
We'll see.
She might.
I think this movie probably helped a lot, though, to be honest with you.
I don't know because it's all I could think about when
I was watching it.
Too.
Really?
When I saw that, I didn't know it was her.
Mm. Right? I didn't know it was her either.
So when I saw it was her, I was like, oh,
I didn't even make the connection.
I just hated the way she, like, there is something visceral in me that makes me not like her.
Yeah. I'm upset by it. I hate that I have that.
I want to talk about the Hunger Games because I think it's the most interesting thing about all of this. So you mentioned we would have loved an origin story of the first annual Hunger Games.
Yeah.
So I guess my question is like, how do you get there? How do you get to a point where it's so bad that you're putting children in a gauntlet to fight for the death? Why was it children? Still don't understand that.
Mm.
They bring it up a couple times in this movie. Like, why do the Hunger Games exist or what do they mean?
It's...
And he was like, I used to think it was revenge on the districts.
It was to teach the districts a lesson.
Yeah.
For trying to revolt.
So where did it come from, though, that they were like children?
The children of the districts who tried to revolt are the ones that got sent
honestly,
in.
Honestly?
No adults tried to revolt?
No. I think it was like
what you do is...
It was like a...
Because you're going after the kids.
You're going after children. It's just how it is now.
Yeah.
You affect the children. Right. Children are what people go for in everything because they're the future.
Yeah.
So I do think... It is political, like as much as you want to say, like it's not political.
Oh, it's totally
like,
political.
I think that, especially like you know, I watched *Handmaid's Tale*, and the first thing that I thought was like, oh shit, like this could happen.
Oh,
and like,
there's no way *Hunger Games* could happen.
I don't think *Hunger Games* could happen, but it's like now that we're where we're at right now in society, I'm like, okay.
Mm.
Give us.
I just feel like
give us 200 years.
If it was like televised and like treated like this, yeah, there would be a lot of revulsion, which I think there is in the districts, right? But it takes all the way up till Katniss.
The capital is what they only care about. The capital's feelings.
Right.
They don't care about the viewers watching in the district, really. Like they're gonna watch anyway to see who wins.
Like, it's an interesting thought. Like the whole thing.
But it's an allegory for like the capitalist elite.
Yeah.
And like the way that like the capital treats the rest of the country and the rest of like the districts because of like their excessive wealth. They're so detached from reality.
You know, you're right. The amount of times I sit here and I'm like, this is impossible. Nothing like this can happen. And then I'm like, the Holocaust happened. Mm-hmm. Shit like that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. Like shit's happening right now. And I'm like
think about how detached the like celebrities are
you're
from
right.
like society right, right now. That you're like right. the things that they say and the way that they like conduct themselves mm-hmm. is so appalling.
You're but right. Yeah.
They don't even realize what they're doing.
And when they try to be like, when they try to put themselves in our shoes, they fuck it up royally.
And you're seeing right now, like the fall of the influencer, the fall of the celebrity.
I just wish it would fall harder.
Me too.
And faster. I have a question.
Yeah.
If the Hunger Games did exist, what's your strategy? Because I actually
hide.
Oh, I came up with mine.
Oh, okay.
Mine would be let the guards shoot me before I get in, because there's no way I'm killing somebody and there's no way I'm getting killed by like a pickaxe or something.
I was thinking about, because the way this one was set up in this Hunger Games, it was all in that stadium thing.
Yes.
I thought that was so
freaky. He said at the
freaky.
Beginning, he said, get on your mark or we'll shoot you.
Yeah.
And I said, that's where I would just not get on my mark. A, it's an act of rebellion.
Yeah.
B, I'm getting shot right away. Mm-hmm. So that's an easy death. I'm not getting stabbed by a hatchet by fucking Shonda over there who's got a fucking... No, I don't want that. Just take me out right away and I'm done. Sorry, but you would hide?
I would hide.
That's it?
Yeah.
What are you doing now if they find you? Mm-hmm. Where are you hiding?
in that arena? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's tough.
I don't know. I would probably try
to hide too.
Yeah, but then it's down to you and the last person. What happens? Do you take that life?
I hope to fall on my sword.
Mm.
I don't think I can take a life. I don't think I can. I care too much about what the other person's thinking or feeling to be able to kill them. Unless, like, if it's like
life or death.
Let's say it's me and Erica fighting to the death. We're just fighting and I'm just trying to defend myself.
Mm.
But just through defense, I happen to hit her artery and she fucking bleeds out. That's
Erica,
the way it goes.
Erica, be careful tonight. Maybe sleep with one eye open.
Just give me an example.
Very specific. Yeah, no, totally.
The one thing that I don't like love about this one that like kind of mirrored like the
wait, you didn't tell
Hunger
us
Games.
Yours though.
No, I'm getting to it.
Okay.
Is like there was too many like people that were like villains. Like,
there was a
I
lot,
get
yeah.
It, I get it. In the later Hunger Games, because there's people that were like, fuck yeah, glory, and like, you're kind of like trained for years and years to like do it.
Sure.
This was the first televised one, so you don't know what it's like.
Yeah.
And you still had that like villain grouping of people that were like, we're gonna fuck people up.
I mean, it makes sense. And plus they had their mentors in their ear being like, you have to do this for the cameras. You have to like,
it was the first year of mentors too.
Yeah.
I think that there was too many people that were like, too vicious.
I guess, but when it, I mean, like I said, it's life or death at that point.
I also don't understand the idea of grouping together.
Well, you're stronger in numbers until you're not. No, that's a very human fucking thing
to
do.
Yeah, it's just a pack
that
mentality.
Is a very, very.
I know, I don't think I would.
But it makes the most sense.
Little lone wolf.
I don't know, I think I would. Honestly, if it came down to it, I probably would.
I would go with a partner. I wouldn't go with a group.
Mm. Yeah, partner, yeah.
I think but then that makes
group
it even
feels
worse.
A little
because then you're getting really close with this person, and then at the end it's like...
Yeah, but I hope that they die.
Dead by somebody else. Someone else's hand, not mine.
I don't know. So what's your strategy?
I think I would go with a partner, and I think I would like just try to like defend my base.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So you'd set up a base.
Yeah.
See, the newer Hunger Games make sense because, you're like in a forest in like this dome, essentially.
It's cool to see the evolution of technology between this movie and the trilogy.
Think the later Hunger Game is so much cooler. Like the way that they create the game map and create these like things that drive them together. Like, I think all of that was just so brilliant.
Yeah,
and,
watch
like,
cool.
This is like the beginning of it.
Yeah, watching this made me want to watch the original trilogy because I feel like I kind of want to see...
The progression.
That again.
Yeah.
And how Katniss's story came about. So
it is really interesting, but I don't know. this Hunger Games seemed fun. I like that it wasn't like the whole movie. Like, we got more story. Like, the Hunger Games ended and there was still so much movie left.
I didn't love that.
I didn't hate it.
I thought it was long.
It was long. Yeah,
I was the only person in the theater, so I was like, damn, these poor employees are...
Were you really?
I was the only one.
It felt long to me.
It was a little long. I do agree with that.
It felt long for, like, no reason. Like, I didn't, like, love, like, some of the back end story. Like, when he, like, shot that guy, I was like... that whole scene happened when he shot the guy. Yeah. I was like, what the
fuck? That felt happened? Rushed.
I liked his friend so much. Well, it wasn't even
that
his friend.
That he freaking, you know...
What, his name? Fetus or something?
Festus?
I don't know.
I think it was names. Festus.
The names.
Festus? Festus.
Hold on. I'm working on it.
They were all weird. I don't
Pretty
know.
Pretty sure it was Festus.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I liked him. He was like, you know, he got it. He understood. But I didn't like that Cornelius kept throwing
Coriolanus.
It. Kept throwing it back in his face like, well, your dad is rich, so you can be a rebel, essentially. And yeah, it's
he's
like,
such a what? Little brat.
He's like, no, he's just a fucking good person. Like, and then he gets him killed. I don't know. It was pretty nuts.
But I do think that it is an allegory for, like, the capitalist elite.
Yeah. I need to rewatch Hunger Games
I
now.
I think there's a little bit more yeah. there politically than you think.
Oh, no. There definitely is.
Who do you hate more, Snow or Katniss?
Ooh.
What? You hate? I forgot you hate Katniss. She hates Katniss, I forgot. There's no way you hate Katniss more than you hate Snow, you weirdo.
Maybe she does.
No. Morally? Why do you hate Katniss? Because
she's a whiny bitch.
She's not a whiny even bitch.
I think we should make
this. I think the comparison's more Lucy Gray.
I was going to say Lucy Gray next, but.
I think I hate.
Okay, but if Lucy Gray wasn't that girl, yeah, would if you it hate wasn't her as much?
That's played by who was played by.
Exactly.
If she dropped the accent, maybe Katniss.
I didn't like the accent.
The accent
at all.
Really
the accent.
Bothered
it
me.
Was it Southern? It was Southern, almost like
you're right.
Wannabe New Orleans, kind of.
Oh, I call it. Every time an actor has an accent that's not American and they're doing an American accent, I always get it. Because he said something and I said, wait a second. That sounded kind of like Irish almost. I was like, he's not American. I looked it up.
No, he's
British. English. Yeah. But I always get it every time.
So I watched a video about it. And basically the reason for that is that like British and Australian, they use less muscles in their in their mouth and their tongue. When they talk, so it's
their
a lot
stays in the bottom of their mouth the entire time.
Oh.
There, it's a lazier language, basically.
So that's how I feel
yeah.
about the South.
Lazier language.
That's
okay.
how I feel about the South.
So for them, it's easier to like build up the strength in their
to
mouth
do our accents.
To do our accents.
Interesting.
Than us to do theirs because we have to like.
Is this
and
true?
That's probably yes.
Yes.
And it's probably why like when I'm drunk I do a better like British accent.
See, but people always say that we have the lazier. I always heard it the opposite. So that's
no. When it comes to verbiage
more posh.
Yes, but the actual
the
way that
movements.
Our
got
the
it.
Way we say our words.
But then you go to the South and they got that Southern drawl. That's
well,
just
that's
like
based off British
and
yeah, that's, yeah, it's more
oh.
British.
Based. So Southern the. Southern accent was basically derived from the British accent. So a lot of the Brits were down there. It became a slow drawl.
What?
You mixed in with those who were already there. And it turned into the Southern accent.
Thanks for joining us on Stuff You Should Know. I'm your host.
And the Boston, like New York, British.
Oh my God, the Boston accent.
They wanted to do the exact opposite. And that's why the Boston accent is like so much harsher.
Interesting.
And the New York, New England accent is so much harsher.
Language. It's amazing.
Isn't it weird?
No. Okay, what else do we have to say about this movie before we wrap it up?
I give it like a solid C minus.
C minus? Okay, we just got rid of like numbers.
I'll give it a B minus.
B minus. Okay. C plus.
Nice. That's solid.
I'm always in the middle.
That's like right in there. That's perfect.
Yeah. I think I enjoyed the ride when I was on it. You know, I still had my moments where I was like, why does she keep singing?
Yeah, same.
You're wasting a lot of screen time by singing.
Big time, same.
Sure, you have outfits that are crazy.
Thought it looked
you're
good.
Not like other girls. Whatever. And then him, I felt... disconcerted because he was so attractive.
Yeah, he's so attractive.
And so I was like, that's not fair because in the other movies he's ugly as fuck. So
he's a good looking older dude.
I love Donald Sutherland.
What are you talking
I'm not attracted to him.
But Donald Sutherland has the biggest dome piece in the fucking world.
He's got a big dome piece.
Is that his head?
Yes.
Yeah, his head's big.
Yeah, big head.
Big ass head.
I like the Sutherland.
I don't find
though.
Him attractive.
I wish that it, like, Lucy Gray was not who she was, but and I think what's his face was super hot. Especially I'm not angry. I'm not angry that I watched this movie. I think I'm glad that it
looks like Austin Butler, though.
Kind of.
And I love Austin Butler.
I don't know what that is.
A less
you know who Austin version. Butler is.
I'm sure I
Elvis.
Oh, Elvis. Elvis. Yeah. I love they do. Him. I think Austin has a bigger, like a wider face.
Yeah.
I think he's way sexier. But same. Anyways, the right. I think this movie, like I really thought there was a second or third. So if it doesn't have a second,
is that
or
true
third,
or did we ever come to a conclusion on that?
I guess we could look it up.
Here
right?
we are again without having the facts on our it's like book podcast. What is the name?
Is there another?
Yeah, you Google it.
Ballad.
She doesn't know the name of this fucking book.
There are currently no announced plans for another film movie in the franchise. Producer Nina Jacobson, who has overseen all 500 game films, has said she's uninterested in making another installment unless author Suzanne Collins writes another story.
Okay.
So no, you're free.
I hate this book.
Would you ever read it?
No.
After watching it, no.
When it came out, sure. I said I will not read this book. Because I was like, why? I don't.
It's just too far past what I care about Hunger Games now.
Yeah. Like, and like, but I also reading part wise. Of that. Like,
I would also like to note that like the Harry Potter stuff is like in reference to prior to the downfall of, of J.K. Rowling.
I have a question. Do we do Dune?
We said it when we watched the first film.
Watch. Because I watched it again on Friday night.
We watched the first film. We said we were going to do Dune.
It's so fucking good. I'm going to see movie 2 tonight.
I think we should do it.
It's so good. You know that came before Star Wars?
Yeah.
Okay, because I just don't want us to go into the podcast and be like, it's Star Wars.
No, we knew. It was before Star Wars.
Yeah.
My uncle passed away in this December, and he had gotten stomach cancer earlier in 2023, like stage 4 stomach cancer, and he's a huge Dune fan. Loved it. Like, loved all the books, reading them. And he told his doctor, he was like, I just want to make it to the release of Dune 2.
And they pushed it back.
Because I know.
That just made me so sad.
So when I said goodbye to him, I was like, you better come through when I go to a medium and I'll tell you all about Dune 2.
When are you going to go see it?
I think we're going to try to go see it all the cousins.
Good. I love that. I love that.
That's so sweet.
Yep. I think we should do Dune then. I think that would be a nice homage.
That'd be great. I like
that. Yeah. Let's do that.
I
would read it.
I
have it.
I don't want to sign myself up.
I got it upstairs. You want to take a look?
I mean, you haven't even the prints yet, so.
I know. Fuck
yeah.
Let's walk before you run.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. How did you feel about Hunger Games? Did you care about a prequel or were you done?
Did you want this to happen? No,
also,
me neither.
What's your tactic? How are you surviving the Hunger Games? Let us know.
Yeah.
Go over on our Instagram. That's books_n_betches, BETCHES. Recommend a book. We used to get a ton. I think now we're getting less.
We got some recommendations
less.
On our thriller YouTube. Episode on YouTube.
Yeah. Give us some more recommendations. Any genre you choose. Let us know. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Just look up Books and Betches. And we'll catch you next week. We love you. Bye, guys.
Bye.